You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is May 3rd, 2018. It's a Thursday, week 245. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And it is time for some America's Sweetheart on Destiny Pizza. Who do we crown America's Sweetheart? Mike has the same question as you,
listeners. I do not know. Give me some facts and we'll try to figure it out together. I wish I could do it. Ask the audience.
I know.
That'd be cool, but...
Maybe when we have a TV show.
Yeah, that'll do more interactivity.
Yeah. This person enjoys playing volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Who likes playing volleyball? Let's see. That could be a few. Is it McConaughey?
No. This person has a younger half-sister named Courtney Taylor.
All right. I don't know the answer to who that is.
When this person was growing up, their favorite actress and role model was Michelle Pfeiffer. They got to meet while on the set of I Am Sam. I'll give you a hint.
It's not Dakota Fanning?
It is not Dakota Fanning.
Isn't she in that movie? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, this person was born to Jarnett, a former dancer with the LA Ballet, and David, a mortgage broker in Los Angeles.
Huh. I don't know.
This person was a graduate of New York University Tisch School of the Arts, and the Atlantic Theater Company Acting School in NYC. That doesn't really help you.
No.
This person was voted number 94 in Ask Men's Most Desirable Women of 2012 list.
Very specific.
Yeah. Do you remember that list that year?
I do keep a track of that list every year. If you said from this year, I would totally know. Yeah. But 2012, what was going on in 2012? Don't know. 6 years ago. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want the gimme? There's not many more facts.
If you don't have any more.
Yeah, this person worked with Aaron Taylor Johnson on 3 different films in 2 years.
It's Elizabeth Olsen.
It is Elizabeth
Olsen. That's who it is, Elizabeth Olsen.
Those 3 movies were Winter Soldier, Godzilla, and Age of Ultron.
So they were brother and sister, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Very weird back-to-back blockbuster movies to do that.
I forgot Aaron Taylor Johnson was in 2 Avengers movies.
He was? No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was in Winter Soldier.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah. He's in the extra credit sequence.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't count.
That's what they counted in here?
It does count, yeah. I totally forgot that was Winter Soldier that had that extra credits. Obviously, it would be the one right before Avengers.
Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Olsen is our...
Elizabeth Olsen.
America's Sweetheart this week.
Should have been thinking, it's obviously an Avenger.
Yeah, well, it might not be.
Not obviously, but like, it's Avengers. We just saw Avengers.
Yeah, and I was very excited that we have not.
I wonder how many Avengers we've actually done. Probably not that many, actually.
I think most of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Most of Avengers have been America's Sweetheart?
I think all of them. Really? Except for Paul Bettany.
Really?
Anthony Mackie, I think, has.
We've done Robert Downey Jr. before?
Yeah, definitely.
Tom Holland? No, we haven't done Tom Holland.
Yeah, I think we have.
Really? I'm forgetting all these facts about them.
How old is Elizabeth Chase Olsen?
It's a tough. Okay, 2012. So, gonna say 29.
She is
29. Ah,
nailed
boom.
It.
Boom. Boom.
I didn't even have to give you a hint that her birthday already happened.
Sweet. I just knew it.
Born in Sherman Oaks, California.
I always think, oh, they're probably around our age. Yeah. I'll just go older. Because that's, that probably sounds right.
Yeah.
I always assume everyone's older. That's, I know. Right?
That's what I hope.
That's what works, right?
And then, how tall is she?
I'm going to say short. I'm going to say, how short, though?
Like shorter than you, obviously.
Yeah. How short, though? Is she short, though? She's short, but like how short? I'm going to go 5'6".
Nailed it again.
Boom! Wow. Wow. That's really weird.
Can you do this 3 for 3?
That is really weird. Oh, I should get this one. This should be easy. It's as of today, right?
Yeah.
Not as of the future?
Well, I mean, as of the recording of this episode.
Oh, as of the recording, okay. Because the future answer is Infinity War. But the current answer has to be Avengers Age of Ultron.
It is Avengers Age of Ultron.
No question. That one was the easiest one. I've never gone 3 for 3.
You think you can do the top 3?
Oh, I can try. Let's see.
Not including Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier is a cameo, according to Box Office Mojo.
I agree with them there. So I'm going to go 2's got to be... It's got to be Godzilla.
No.
Whoa. Okay. It's got to be...
I think you dismissed an
oversight.
Obvious
it's Civil War. Duh.
Yeah. Godzilla is number 3. Yeah.
Ah, I didn't think hard enough. Yeah. Forget how many movies these people are in.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I thought Liberal Arts made more than $327,000 starring Joshua Radner.
He was How I Met Your Mother back then. He was big. Why didn't he get more recognition?
Yeah, so Elizabeth Olsen. Congratulations.
Elizabeth Olsen.
America's Sweetheart.
I'm actually surprised she hasn't been America's Sweetheart already.
I know.
That is surprising.
The crazy thing is I was in the same room as her once.
Yeah, for that...
Ingrid Goes West.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even most excited about her. Most excited about Aubrey Plaza. I was like, Aubrey Plaza.
She's been America's Sweetheart for a long time.
Huh?
She's been America's Sweetheart already, right?
Yeah.
Like a while ago.
Like number one, always.
Yeah, like the first or second one, probably.
Yeah. This week in Movies in the Now, Bad Samaritan, Overboard, and Tully open up this week. We have like an action thriller, comedy, I guess, and a comedy...
I guess.
Bad Samaritan. It's like it follows a lot of those like Don't Breathe. There's that formula where it's like they're committing a crime and realize something worse is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbia.
Yeah, it's people making a mistake, but they made a mistake versus the wrong person. But they're not as big a dicks as this other person,
and no one believes them because they made the mistake in the first place.
Exactly. So they kind of screwed up. It's like It's like, we don't believe you guys because you're bad people.
Yeah, like, why are you breaking into the house?
We're not
like,
as
but
bad
there's
as this
a
guy.
Murderer. He's a murderer, child rapist. And they're like, well, we can't catch him.
Yeah. Stop going after him. Yeah. And David Tennant. Then David Tennant, he's playing a lot of creepy people.
Yeah, always.
He's getting like a pigeonholed. But he was Doctor Who, man. He wasn't creepy. Playing all these creepy people.
He was creepy in Doctor Who, too.
No, he wasn't. See, that was my first experience with him, so I'm like, why is he being so creepy? He's not that creepy as Doctor Who. Am I watching Doctor Who wrong? Maybe everyone thinks he's creepy. I'm just watching it wrong. I don't know.
Overboard. Anna Faris, Eva Longoria, some dude.
Some dude.
It's a remake, though. I think Farrah Fawcett was in the original.
Is it the same plot, I guess?
Yeah.
Like a rich dude gets amnesia.
Pretends. A rich dickhead.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, I'm going to trick him.
Yeah. But Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
But by the end, I'll find out he's a good guy.
Oh, Goldie Hawn is snobbish and wealthy, and her husband is Edward Herman. When she falls off their yacht and suffers amnesia, Grant takes the opportunity to rid himself of the demanding, but a widowed carpenter with 4 kids who once worked for Joanna arrives and claims that she is his wife. So it's kind of flipped.
Yeah. All right.
As they do, you know, nowadays.
Yeah.
Gender.
Like, oh, it's a different movie because it's swapped.
Yeah. Tully, Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah. Very serious movie.
But a comedy about motherhood. Trailer talk, Venom. The Venom trailer that sold me on this movie.
Yeah. We finally, well, It helps when you put Venom in the trailer.
Yeah.
I think that'll do it. When you do a trailer and there's no Venom, you're like, what is this movie? You put Venom in, I'm like, okay, fine.
It's a Venom movie.
You're telling me Venom's in this movie. And I like it. I like the Venom talking.
We are Venom.
Talking to Eddie Brock. I think that's kind of cool. I like
the motorcycle thing when he's like falling away from the motorcycle and Venom, like, it's like self-preserving.
Yeah. I like that. That Eddie Brock doesn't seem to be a bad, he doesn't fully embrace the bad dudeness. Yeah. He's like, no, this guy's attacking people, but I'm like, I'm not for this right now. Like, I'm trying not to go to those evil impulses. So
yeah,
I like that conflict they got with each other.
And then Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
This movie did the opposite of sold me. I was more sold on the movie before I saw this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced that, like, oh, there's a new dangerous dinosaur and there's an evil company behind it and it's eating children in the city.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. They gave you away too much, I think.
Yeah. It's going to be Chris Pratt and Blue versus this raptor.
Yeah.
Or versus a new dinosaur.
And it's like Jurassic Park 2 bringing them to the city and stuff.
But then also like Jurassic Park 3 with the new dangerous dinosaur.
Yeah. Well, that one they didn't create, though. This is the one they created.
Yeah, this one created. So it's Jurassic World again.
Yeah, pretty much Jurassic World again. That's kind of weird. But there's a lot of locations in the movie.
Yeah.
Like they go to the island, and they're jumping around a lot of places.
Upgrade. I saw this trailer. Mm-hmm. You saw this trailer.
Yeah, I forgot I saw this trailer, and then I saw the Venom trailer, and I was like, oh, this
it's
is like
Upgrade.
It's like that other trailer where the machine, the thing talks to him.
Except he was disabled.
Yeah.
It would have been more compelling if he was disabled.
Yeah, yeah, and Venom helped him. So he's like, oh, I owe this. He's like, oh, yeah. I owe this. Well, the one thing weird in the Venom trailer, they're like, symbiote.
Yeah.
Never hold anybody called a symbiote. Like, she says it's so weird. I guess that was the direction she was given, but I'm like, anyone calls it a symbiote, no?
What if he just can't pronounce symbiote?
I wonder if everybody says it that way.
We'll find out in October or something.
It's going to really throw me off if everybody's like, symbiote!
Yeah.
I don't know. That just stuck out to me.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm-hmm.
Awkwafina. Shout out to her. Constance Wu. Ken Jeong. Apparently, Kina Grannis is in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Constance Wu.
No.
Awkwafina.
who am I thinking of? No. Why am I blanking on the name?
Ming-Na Wen, or whatever was her name?
That's not who I'm thinking of. That is the person she's in Guardians for a little bit.
Oh, Palm.
No. What's the name? Let me look it up. I don't know why I'm blanking on the name. She's in Star Trek Discovery, too.
Who is she in Guardians?
She's in for a little bit. She's one of the old Guardians with the Sly Stallone. I don't know why I'm blanking on the name. Really famous though. Can't. Michelle Yeoh. That's who I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, couldn't remember that.
I don't know who that is, but.
Yep.
Yeah. So it looks like some good movies, some bad movies. A mix of both.
Mm-hmm. See how they turn out.
Yeah.
I will probably be seeing lots of those movies.
I'll see.
Except not the ones coming out this week, but the ones coming out.
Three of those movies.
I will see. Yes, three of those movies. Exactly.
Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.